Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizzaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day bunts towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the mound. Stoneman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Ferry reaches second base with a double. Fairley moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley scores. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine takes first base on ball four. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos one, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. Canizzaro reaches third base with a triple. Callison goes all the way around to score. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jenkins. Bailey moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Canizzaro bunts towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to second. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ferry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ferry who is chasing the ball. Hickman reaches third base with a triple. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Canizaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bateman is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Sutherland pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Swanson pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing shortstop. Jim Britton now pitching. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis is hit by the pitch. Cleo James pinch runs for Brock Davis. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Cleo James now playing center field. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ferry hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.